Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.
The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the BCCI, organized and successfully conducted a trade and business mission to Panama from October 16th to 21st, underscoring its commitment to fostering economic growth and strengthening regional and international partnerships for its members in the business sector. This mission served as a pivotal step towards enhancing trade relations and exploring business opportunities for Barbadian enterprises within the dynamic economic landscape of Panama, the key logistics hub in Latin America. The mission, which was organized in collaboration with ProPanama, Export Barbados, Invest Barbados, the Embassy of Barbados in Panama, and the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., brought together a delegation of Barbadian businesses to gain insight into Panama's growing economy. The discussion on Let's Talk Business will provide a review of this trade mission, shedding light on its successes and exploring the vast potential for the future BCCI-led trade missions. I'm Michelle Spencer, and today's episode will feature Barbadian Ambassador to Panama, Mr. Ian W. Walcott, Executive Director of the BCCI, Misha Lobban Clark, Supply Chain Manager of Roberts Manufacturing Limited, Ilyas Mohammed. Now, Ambassador Walcott, from your perspective, how does Panama's business environment and networks align with opportunities for Barbadian businesses?
Yeah, hi, good morning, Michelle, or should I say good afternoon? Very good question. But first, before we start, I want to thank the Chamber of Commerce for pulling this off. This has been in the making for well over a year, and it is part of the Prime Minister's remit to develop Panama as a hub for Barbados. And indeed, our main focus here at the embassy for the last 5 years has been commercial diplomacy. In a nutshell, looking for trade and investment opportunities. So to that end, the trade mission was very successful. So where there's alignment, there are five areas that I want to highlight vis-a-vis Panama's advantages for a country like Barbados in terms of our remit in commercial diplomacy and trade. So there's already existing a double taxation agreement treaty, which means that companies investing in each other's countries, either Panamanian companies in Barbados or vice versa, they will not be taxed twice. That's it in a nutshell. So that legislative framework is already in place. The second point is Panama has built up itself since the canal, really, as a trading hub and a trade point that's very important for us. So we were coming here since the end of the 1800s and the avalanche of Barbadians came around 1906. We worked on the canal. So there's a long connection between Barbados and Panama. And the Panamanians are aware of this. As we speak, there's now a Panamanian embassy in Barbados for the last 7 months. So that's important as well. So this hub, everyone knows about the canal, but around the canal, there are several free trade zones that allows for shipping logistics, third-party logistics. You can ship less than a container load. We have lots of small businesses, so you can consolidate your shipping with other companies as well. So those are some of the key advantages. The other advantage is a direct flight. The airport is known as the hub of the Americas. And the way that this hub works, you actually get off from your gate. You do not go through customs or immigration, and you go to your next gate. So it's what we call the perfect hub. So it connects you to every single Latin American country, as well as some North American countries. As a matter of fact, a lot of the traffic coming through Barbados goes to the West Coast in the USA as well. And there are now 4 flights a week, soon to be 5. And there's also a cargo component. Those aircraft that are coming to Barbados, there's space for cargo. So if you're doing, small shipments, you can use that outlet as well. And then, of course, the shipping logistics. Panama has impressive ports. There's a sister agreement between the Manzanillo port and the Bridgetown port. And as we speak, we're about to sign another sister agreement with the main port here in Panama City. And the fifth point is that we already have a very good example of a Barbadian company who has left our shores and come to this region, namely Central America, because this embassy is also responsible for 8 jurisdictions, all of Central America, with the exception of Belize. Belize comes under CARICOM, but we are responsible for Mexico and Colombia as well. So it serves for us as a diplomatic hub. So hub is the key word. And as we develop a regional hub in Barbados, then it is, you're looking at connecting hub to hub. So that example of a Barbadian company that's done very well throughout the entire region, including Panama, is Goddard's. Goddard's is a publicly traded company, and we work very closely for this trade mission with the CEO, Mr. Ali, who spoke very openly of his positive experience of doing business in Barbados. I can go on and on and on. There are also investment opportunities here for those persons looking for a second property. You may want to protect and store your wealth in terms of your real estate wealth in case, you know, we're now in with this climate, serious climate crisis. And if Barbados, God forbid, is hit by a serious hurricane, some of your wealth is protected outside of Barbados. So that's an opportunity as well. And of course, then there's the inward investment. We already have a number of Panamanian companies who have already invested in Barbados and want to do more investment in Barbados. As we speak, there's a leading business here who wants to come into the retail space in Barbados at the airport and seaport. So business is happening in a nutshell.
Indeed. Mrs. Lowen Clark, can you provide an overview of the objectives for the mission to Panama and whether those objectives were met?
Let me first acknowledge Ambassador Ian Walcott. Good morning, and good morning to you, Elias and Michelle, and to our listeners. I think the ambassador set in an excellent way the framework as to why the Barbados Chamber identified Panama as an opportunity to advance or execute on its strategic objective, which is really to look at what opportunities exist in new and existing market to help our members expand their business or trade. And we, as part of that strategic mandate, we also look at how can we do so collaboratively and in partnership with key entities. And therefore, with the assistance of the ambassador, when President James Clark and myself visited Panama in February of this year, we had an opportunity to engage with Pro-Panama. And that it's within that framework that we engaged with this entity, which is responsible for promoting investment and export opportunities for Panama, that the Barbados Chamber not just engaged, but we successfully signed an MOU with Pro-Panama in March 2024. And coming on the heels of that, and that MOU certainly set the stage for how can we as the Chamber and Pro-Panama work together to deepen bilateral trade relations and explore opportunities on behalf of the business sector in Barbados to expand into that market, given all that the ambassador stated in terms of how lucrative the market is. And the fact that there are potential opportunities for Barbadian businesses across diverse sectors to explore and to deep dive into that market. So we organized that trade mission, and we did so with a collaboration, not just with Pro-Panama, but with Export Barbados, Invest Barbados, certainly the Embassy of Barbados, represented by the ambassador, and the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc. And for the chamber, the mission was really a pivotal step towards how can we enhance trade relations? How can we help our businesses in terms of Barbadian enterprises exploring and taking advantage of the opportunities that exist in this in the Barbadian the Panama market, given as the ambassador says that it is a key logistic hub. As well for Latin America. So we sought to assist in terms of our objective to market to our members the fact that there are opportunities there and that through this trade mission, it could facilitate the building of meaningful partnerships, business partnerships, and more importantly, trade doesn't happen by you sitting behind a desk, Michelle. You have to get into markets. You have to actually be on the ground. And therefore, this trade mission also provided an opportunity for the participating businesses to gain firsthand insights, not to hear. Yes, we heard from Anthony Ali, and I appreciated for the pre-sensitization seminar that he was able to speak so well of how the market existed and what opportunities you can gain in the market, having that experience. But these participating businesses were able to go into the market and not just gain first-hand insights, but they were able to connect through B2B engagements that we facilitated in collaboration with Pro Panama, meet like sector, the sectors that they to be matched with companies in the specific sectors that they needed to do business with, and to leave Panama having some tangible connections that they can build on and continue to explore even beyond the trade mission. So when you ask you ask for the overview in terms of the objective and whether or not it was met, I would say from the surveys that we did with the nine participating companies and the feedback that we got that they provided to the chamber, yes, because they were able to at least leverage, I think, 15 to 20 businesses so together, in total opportunities that they know that they will form long-term trade and business partnerships. So that for us in an it, what we based on that kind of feedback, we know that that's positive. But the trade mission also was intended to help deepen the bilateral relationships between Panama and Barbados. And we are proud that as a chamber, we were able to work with the ambassador and the embassy in Panama to do just that.
What were
Yeah,
some
I
of
want
the
to jump in here quickly
Yes,
and
go
also
ahead.
acknowledge that Panama's ambassador was part of the mission as well. So she
Yes,
came from
yes.
Barbados to participate in the mission. Ambassador, who's a very close friend of mine, and we work closely together, and that's not usual. Ambassadors from, two separate countries, working together. We actually communicate each other on a weekly basis. But Ambassador Xiomara Perez, she accompanied the Barbadian businesses in Panama, and she went to practically all of the tours and visits as well.
Well, that sounds
Yeah.
as if it was one of the main highlights of the mission as well. Can you mention some others?
So Michelle, in terms of others, we could speak then to the specific some of the specific sites, but in a nutshell, as I just wanted to reiterate that the primary focus was to how can we help businesses build beneficial partnerships and enhance their business growth. And I think when you speak with Elias, who will be able to speak, give you the first-hand experience from the perspective of a business participating in the mission, I think it will cement for you what I'm saying in terms of the valuable connections that the delegation from Barbados were able to make with Panamanian businesses. For example, on the first Day was the official opening and what we call the B2B engagement hosted by the Barbados Embassy in Panama. And the room was full to capacity with Panamanian businesses who were eager to meet with the Barbadian business representatives and to engage. And it kind of demonstrated, not well, significantly demonstrated that there is interest on the side of the Panamanian businesses to do business with the counterparts from Barbados. So that what was one measure of success, Michelle. The second was that we were able to tour some key logistic hubs organized with the support of Pro-Panama and the Barbados Embassy in Panama. And one of them was to tour the COPA cargo facility. And so our participants, our businesses from Barbados, were able to gain a first-hand look at how the cargo operations for COPA functions and how they can use it. More importantly, the chamber was able to successfully engage with COPA, and this is again another plus, I mean, positive coming out of the mission, and negotiate with COPA to offer this a level of discount to Barbadian businesses wishing to use their cargo facilities for the trade of goods between Panama and Barbados. We just need to iron out the details, certainly. I think another fact that which the ambassador mentioned is the plans to expand the number of daily flights between Panama and Barbados also underscores another positive. The fact that there is growing interest and there is growth and trade that is taking place between the two nations.
Well, let's pull in Mr. Mohammed. What prompted you to join the trade and business mission to Panama?
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank you for welcoming to your program, and I'd like to especially acknowledge the Honorable Mr. Wolcott and Mrs. Michelle Logan Park. Robots Manufacturing Company currently distribute our products mainly here in the region, Caribbean region, and to the diaspora in North America. So we've always wanted to expand into the Latin American market. So this mission was actually a perfect opportunity for us to go on the ground and visit the market and see what opportunities are available in that specific market, as well as look at from a logistics perspective, whether it's how attractive it is in terms of, like, if we wanted to say set up a distribution hub for, say, Latin America market, if Panama would be a great option for that.
How has this experience influenced your business strategy and the future plans?
Well, it really sort of confirmed what our plan was for that market. We know that because we're a smaller company and we don't have the large mass, large scale production like some facilities, that we can't necessarily be the cheapest product in the market. So we were actually targeting having our premium products in the market, sunflower range in specific. And amongst the sunflower range, we have different variations. So by visiting the market, so we visited three different grocery chains to see what products were there, the pricing and so forth, that it really confirmed to us that there is a space there for our niche and premium products. It also confirmed that we of course can't compete in price on the more competitive price products. So I mean, it also confirms to us as well, if you want to grow and have options to consumers in all these markets and different pricing ranges, that we ourselves must become more competitive as well.
Okay, sounds as if that's one of the main insights that you gathered. Are there any others that you want to share?
Well, so it was, I would say it was very insightful visiting Panama. So as mentioned, we visited two business duty-free zone districts, one on either side of the canal. And obviously, we said the canal. So, and we were actually based in Panama City. So you got a good, we got presentations in both district zones. So we were able to see some of their capabilities and their plans. So if there was, so you actually saw if you wanted to expand or actually expand your business into those locations, where would be good locations in for setting up your business, because obviously some of these places had incentives for businesses to come. And one of the other highlights that was there is that the embassy hosted a social gathering for the same persons that attended the B2B meetings. So you actually got to, apart from meeting persons in a very short business arrangement in the B2B meeting, you got to interact with them on a personal basis as well as continue business discussions in a more relaxed environment. So that helps build the relationships with the persons. So I was very thankful for the embassy for hosting that as well.
So Ambassador, can you tell us about some of the future opportunities that you might see for further collaboration between Barbados and Panama?
Yeah, you're bang on with the questions, Michelle. Panama every year has the largest trade show in the region, Caribbean and Central American region, called Expo Comer. And we've been participating for about the last 8 years through our agency Export Barbados quite successfully. As a matter of fact, this year we participated, and out of that, which is this company is also a member of the chamber, they had this struck a business deal. So it's important, like Elias said, or I think Misha said, you need to just get up and leave Barbados. You can't run your business, or the government for that matter, from behind a laptop. You have to come out and engage with people, meet people. That's how business is done. So I would say Expo Comer for sure. That normally happens annually around March. Get on board, speak to the chamber, speak to Export Barbados, and tell them that you want to be a part of it. So that's the next thing there. As Elias said, the companies here are eager. One of the things that I learned about Panama, because of the canal, which is now over 100 years old, the entire country revolves around business. There's a strong business ethic, business ethos. Everything is about let's get it done. I've never seen a country where legislation is passed today and enacted tomorrow and people start working on it. So it's a very business friendly country, and they want to do business. They want to meet with you. They want to go out and find those opportunities. So my advice to businesses is don't wait on the next trade mission. Get in contact with the chamber, get in contact with Export Barbados, get in contact with the Panamanian embassy, Ambassador Perez in Barbados, and get on a plane and come and do business. I think the other part, the third thing I want to add, is we know that a lot of businesses, or especially smaller enterprises, smaller businesses, SMEs, small and medium-sized enterprises, we know that you don't have the debt and the critical mass like a Goddard's or one of those big businesses within the context of Barbados. And that when you go back after the trade show, sometimes it's difficult to do follow-up and follow through. like the social meetings, they're important, but you need to answer that email. So what happens after the trade show? And we want to fill that gap. We're trying to fill that gap as a government by having what we call a trade officer, a trade attaché. This is not new. We've done this at several embassies around the world. We now have 20 missions. Barbados now has 17 missions and 3 consulates around the world. So this is not new for the Barbados government. So the idea then is that that trade attaché, that trade officer, will fill that gap. So let me give you by way of example. So a company that sells syrups or jam comes to Expo Comer, their opportunities, that company goes back to Barbados. They don't know necessarily what's happening on the ground. They're engaging with the companies or the prospects that they met here. But a new restaurant, let's say a Caribbean-themed restaurant, pops up in a major city here in Panama, be it Cologne or Panama City, that person on the ground can go and meet with that restaurant. And this is a real example. And say, hey, look, we have some syrups that we think will do very well in your restaurant. We have ginger beer, we have sorrel syrup. You know, here are some samples that the company left behind. Here's the company's contact information, and be the bridge between the new company here, the new restaurant here, and that company in Barbados for direct trade. It's as simple as that. That's how trade is done.
Michel, may I just also add to the ambassador's input here on that, in terms of how do we build on the future? So for the Barbados Chamber, one of the things that we've committed to do coming out of the trade mission is that it doesn't just end with a visit to Panama. We have maintained direct contact with the nine companies, and I think I neglected to mention that the list of companies that joined us on the trade mission represented a very good mix of the Barbados business sector, because we had a company that specialized in education and business services. There was a health technology company participating, a company that was focused on renewable energy, and Roberts from the manufacturing sector, as well as an IT consultancy software services company, and one that was in logistics and custom brokerage. So what we plan to do, we have maintained the platform, the communication platform with these companies, because what the chamber intends to do as a post-mission is to do some virtual meetings with these companies to continue to work with the Barbados Embassy in Panama and Pro-Panama, who are our two main contacts on the ground there, to look at how we can assist them to further cement those business relationships and contacts as part of facilitating business support services, which is really what the chamber is about. But the ambassador mentioned, and I really want to just also, highlight it again, that I think one of the most significant value from this trade mission that was really appreciated by the participants was that Ambassador Perez, the appointed ambassador to Barbados, joined us on the tours and site visits and assisted the delegation in terms of the engagements and the connections, and just helping to give them an understanding and a much deeper understanding and appreciation of the Panama's business landscape and infrastructure. She also has committed to work with the Barbados Chamber to help these companies and any other company, even if you did not participate in the trade mission, to continue to look at how we can leverage the opportunities that exist in this dynamic market. So I just wanted to add that to the points that were articulated by the ambassador.
It sounds as if we've barely begun to scratch the surface in this important discussion. And I really, really want to thank each of you for sharing. And I'm sure that we will gain more insight as we go on in future weeks. But this has been Let's Talk Business. And today we looked at the Panama trade mission and opportunities for Barbadian businesses with Barbadian Ambassador to Panama, Ian W. Walcott, Executive Director of the BCCI, Michel Loban Clark, Supply Chain Manager of Roberts Manufacturing Limited, Elias Mohammed. I say thank you once again to each of you. And I am Michelle Spencer on behalf of the BCCI, wishing you a great afternoon.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.